every time the sun came up, I wear my shades in style, my tinted view appeal to me. Even more importantly, the world outside could never see the hurt behind the smile. And I knew in my mind I was walking blind, trying desperately to find a way.
Welcome to Light. This is your host, Harlan Rector, with the conclusion of our two-part story about Alvin. In part one, Alvin and his wife, Gloria, are separated. But he separates himself from God as well. He's getting nowhere. And finally, one Sunday, Alvin visits a church in Brooklyn.
Excuse me, are you all right? Would you like me to call an usher?
No, I'm fine. It's just that the choir and the sermon, it was all so beautiful.
Your first visit?
Yeah. Is it always like this? You know, I think I really felt that the Lord touched me, you know?
Sure, I know. Listen, if you'd like to know some more about the church...
Yeah, I definitely would.
Well, then just fill out a visitor's card. Someone will get in touch. Lots of programs here. Helping the homeless, family counseling, teen fellowship... And, of course, the choir.
Yeah, the choir. You know, it's the best I've heard. Look, thanks. I will be back.
Hope I see you next Sunday. God bless you, brother.
Yeah, thanks. God bless you, too. Lennox Shue.
Alvin Slaughter, please.
Speaking.
Alvin, this is Elder Byrd at the Tabernacle Church.
Oh, yeah.
You left a visitor's card.
Right. I wanted to find out more about your church.
Well, I'd be happy to tell you all about the church, but before we get into that, there's something I have to ask you. I've lost some sleep over you.
You have? Well, how could that be, brother?
Well, you see, I've been wondering, do you know a Gloria Slaughter?
Gloria? What is going on here?
No, she lives on 177th Street, and you live in Echo Park.
Well, now, how did you find that out? Has she been talking to you? What did she tell you?
No, Alvin, I haven't been talking to Gloria. She left a visitor's card, too, that's all. I thought there might be some connection. It's been nagging at me. Are you related?
Yeah, she still is my wife. We've been separated for a while. She didn't call you about...
You have children?
Yeah, three. She's got them. Look, Elder Byrd, this sounds like a setup to me. She didn't call you or maybe her sister, because whatever problems we had, we will work them out by ourselves, okay?
Well, if you're trying to work things out, fine. You keep in touch, so at least you're talking?
Well, not lately, but I'm going to call her soon and...
Alvin?
Yes?
I'm going to pray for you. Would that be all right?
Yes. No one's prayed for me in a long time. Yeah, thank you. You think it'll help?
It always helps. Alvin, I'd like you and Gloria to come and see me here at the church. I'm sure the four of us can come up with some answers.
Four of us?
You and me and Gloria and God. How about next Thursday, 4:00?
Well, okay, I'll call her. I don't think it'll do much good, but if she's willing, I guess it's a start. Look, you swear you didn't call him. I would like to solve my own problems, Gloria.
I told you. He just put our names together. He had a hunch. Besides, it doesn't look like either of us is doing much to solve problems. How long has it been? 5, 6 months?
Yeah, well, I'm only here with you because he's a nice man and he said he would pray for me. And I happen to like this church. Look, I'll do the talking so he'll know my position.
You're good at that.
Here's his office. Now, I'm just gonna lay it out for him, and if he has any suggestions, fine.
Come in.
Now, I'll do the talking.
Well, it sounds like humility still isn't in Alvin's vocabulary, doesn't it? Stay tuned. We'll be right back to part two of our story called Alvin. God is alive in this story, and through Jesus, he can be alive in you. Say this simple prayer. Jesus, come into my heart.
So far as I'm concerned, Elder Burt, she has never even tried to understand me or my work. But she's always got something to complain about. I don't spend enough time at home with her and the kids. Doesn't she know I've got to practice to be a good singer or a good choir director? That's the only way you can develop your talent. Oh, but she could care less. You see what I mean? Well, that's all I've got to say.
I think you've said enough. You've been talking for 45 minutes.
Alvin, have you ever tried to really understand her? How left out she must feel?
Left out?
Did you ever take her to rehearsal?
Well, no, I don't...
And when you came home, did you share your experiences with her?
Sure. Sometimes I'd tell her about my solo. Well,
besides that?
Well, usually I'd work on an arrangement, or I was too tired, I guess.
Alvin, you and Gloria are both Christians, and the relationship between man and wife correlates directly to the relationship you have with God. You must give your love to God. Then you will have His love in return, and His approval and guidance. Have you given Gloria your love, or have you only taken here? And I can see that she loves you. Have you been a giver or a taker? Well, perhaps we've talked enough. I'd like you to think very hard about our discussion, and I'd like you both to come to church this Sunday, together. Will you do that?
Yes, we'll do that. Won't we, Alvin?
I'm in, yeah.
And you said you'd never audition.
Oh, Gloria, I used to be so full of myself. Always me, never you or us. But let me tell you, that is the old life. Now that we're together again, thanks to Elder Burt and our prayers and this church, and guess what? The choir master wants me to do a solo in a couple of Sundays from now.
Oh, hello. Good to see you again.
Hello.
We sat together your first Sunday at Tabernacle. My name is Pete Fisher.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm Alvin Slaughter, and this is my wife, Gloria.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Pleased to meet you, too.
Gloria, my first Sunday here, I cried. Pete here tried to console a desperate, lonely man, but I'm fine now, just fine. God has blessed me.
Well, I'm happy for you, Alvin. Did I hear you say you're going to sing for us one of these Sundays?
Yeah, for you and for God, of course.
You must be good.
Elder Burt suggested that he audition, and he was accepted just a few minutes ago.
You know Elder Burt?
Yeah, he's quite a man.
The best. What do you do besides singing? I mean, is that your profession?
Well, I'm in sales right now, shoes. Well, I've sold a lot of different things. Studying marketing right now, looking to move on. You know, you combine sales with a marketing strategy and you got something. Selling's the easy part.
Maybe for you. Know anything about burglar alarms?
No, at least not yet.
Well, my partner and I have this little company. I figure out the system and my partner installs them. And we're looking for somebody to sell them. You and Gloria have a couple of minutes? They're serving coffee in the rectory.
Well, sure. Do we, Gloria? What do you think?
I think we should have some coffee.
You know, I think I can sell anything, honest.
With that voice, I believe you. Come on, I'd like you to meet my wife. She's serving coffee. I'm so glad I ran into you and Gloria. I think God's at work here. I know it. Can feel it.
So, that's my story. Elder Bird was right. God was at work to bring me back to my family. And He's at work right now in my life. And He'll be in yours if you just ask Him. You know, I'd like to sing a song right now that sort of tells you how I feel.
Crimson blood flows from Calvary, and in this blood there's a saving power, for it washed me white and made. Cleansing blood can wash away my sins. Oh, I stand today with my heart so clean through the blood He shed.
Once you decide to put God in charge, to live in His hands, you'll be blessed. It's a promise. In Luke 11:10, Jesus said, "For everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened." Here's a question for you. Alvin had his ego to separate him from God. And the question is, what's keeping you from living in God's hands today?
Turn on the light. Let God show you the way. Give it up to Him each day. Walk in His light. He listens when you pray. Living in God's